very, very disappointed and angry at what Minister McConnell's comments. You know, I feel that they were totally uncalled for. You know, for example, implying that Donegal County Council could be doing more to move these applications forward. Anybody listening to our meeting there this morning could see the excellent work that they're doing within Donegal County Council and trying to move these applications forward, and they've extra staff there now, and things appear to be moving very, very well. You know, then of course, then asking the Mike Action Group to hold more public meetings. Obviously, they can speak for themselves, and I want to congratulate them because they are holding meetings in different community centres throughout the county, informing people of what's actually happening, and have to be congratulated on that. And the third thing he was suggesting was asking the councillors to be more proactive, cross-party support. Look, we have 37 councillors who are fully supportive of this whole project from day one, but unfortunately, Donal, as you know yourself, we have been given no authority in relation to this. Everything has been handed down from Dublin, and this is where the instructions come from, and we have to do what they tell us to do. Obviously, we can make representation to Donegal County Council for the people that we represent, but that's as much as we can do at this present moment in time, because the government said they were in control of it, they're going to be dealing with it, and they will look after it. And the people that have responsibility for this are the government and our TDs that are in Dublin. You know, to me, it's like Minister McConnell is basically trying to throw Donegal County Council and ourselves as councillors under the bus and to take responsibility for what's actually happening. And it's all been very badly mishandled from day one by the government. I mean, everybody knows this at this stage. I mean, it's quite understandable. An example would be every time they set up a scheme, within a few days, there's obstacles put in the way. For example, just an example, the sliding scale. And then we had the foundations, where if you were to take out your foundations, you were going to be exempt from the scheme. And then they says, well, okay, you can't take out your foundations, but you pay for them yourselves. You know, I think what they really need to do is, I feel that, you know, the government should take a good, long, hard look at themselves and be honest with themselves and decide actually where the blame lies. And in my opinion, the blame lies solely with the government, and certainly not with Donegal County Council or its councillors. We will do everything that we possibly can in relation to try and move this scheme forward as quickly as we can. But I wanted to speak out there today because I felt it was disrespectful to ourselves as councillors, very disrespectful to the MICA group within Donegal County Council, who are trying to do their very best for the people out there. And we've got to fully understand there's a lot of those girls and men working in the office, and they've got the same problem as everybody else. They've got Mike in their home as well, and they want it sorted out. So please don't be blaming Donegal County Council. Don't be asking us to take responsibility. The responsibility lies with the Minister of Housing, Minister McConnell, and his government, which is made up of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Green Party, and that's solely where it lies. And I'm not going to turn this into a political football. I don't want to turn it into a political football. There's too much at stake here, and I feel that this had to be addressed.